This video says, can't wait for summer, and there's going to be an altercation, a brutal altercation going on. I'm going to pause real quick, play by play. There's one guy, who's clearly of the darker skin tone, and four white dudes around him. They seem to have some type of altercation. Boom! Sucker punches him. The guy that got hit stepped back, and all his little scrawny friends try to step in, and they start just flailing their arms around like an inflatable flailing arm guy. And the darker toned skin guy ends up beating the crap out of them because none of them know how to fight, and they're literally just flailing their arms around. So now, my quarrel with this video is that obviously the African and BLM community is involved in this because the guy is the darker skin tone. I can't even tell if he's actually even black or just a really dark Indian. They're basically gloating about it, like, yeah, damn right, yeah, you know, black power, this, that, and the other thing. Like, oh, that's a real man, blah, blah, blah. The only man I saw in this video is the guy at the very beginning who walked away shaking his head no, avoiding any type of altercation like that. That is the only man I see in that video. What I see in this is four little punks probably starting some beef with somebody, and this guy sucker punching somebody and choosing violence.
Ooh, that was a hard punch. Yeah. That
and
was a
choosing
really hard
violence
punch
when there probably didn't need to be any violence. So the only man I see in this one is the kid with the damn vape, nonetheless, shaking his head and walking away and removing himself from the situation. And I think the moral of the story is, well, because one, isn't this, four dudes got their faces rocked in, and then the fifth dude that did the face rocking is probably going to get charged for assault and battery. So out of that whole situation, the dude who walked away is the only winner in that situation. And I think it's a good learning moment that sometimes it is best to walk away.
Most of the times it's best to walk away.
Almost every single time. It's better to walk away.
Yeah.
You don't got to prove yourself to nobody. If you're trying to prove yourself to somebody like that, then you're overcompensating for something because you want to prove to everybody how much of a man you are and blah, blah, blah. Where does that get you? That gets you locked up in a cell. That gets your face rocked in. What would you do, Gila?
I'd walk away.
Walk away.
Walk away.
But in the streets, that means you're a pussy.
No.
That's the reason
no,
why the
no,
psycho
no, no,
continues.
Let me tell you this. If you think that walking away is making you, it makes you a
it's
pussy.
It's the hardest thing to do, I think.
Walking away?
I think it's mentally one
well,
of the harder things.
You got to get out of your head that you're a pussy for walking away, first of all. You're the man for walking away. You have much more.
You've got more important things in life
than
an insignificant scuffle.
Yeah.
That's only going to result in broken bones. Hell, you don't know what another person might have on them. They might whip out a knife.
Yeah, just walk away. It's not worth your time.
The next thing you know, you're missing teeth. You got brain damage. You're suffering a stab wound. All for what?